rowdy girls insult her function and her gift. I fear the ancient lays of love and after. Would it be admirable to disregard the modern laughter? The pain is loosed by some wag's eye or stale mojus. Should I write of old loves they still have never heard, where love is Lancelot in four-lane street? I repeat, why love from books that make assault appear, encased in modern language notes, or spread in photographic leers? And who would wonder what flesh can give, and which of all those joys did Helen live? Screed 1. I say you this poem quietly, after long confession had drawn out spasms of its time. Humor of my peers gelled, cold and pitiless, I face masters in the candor of my white city, a shambles where dust sains wind. Without evocation, appeal, desire, with zodiacal exhaustion as the great snake rounds, is no one else to speak.
I'll end this reading of this group with a poem which has the title The Last Poem to be Written, and the quotation with which it begins is from Ezra Pound, his version from the opening line of the poem by Propertius, which begins, "Quando cum quigitur nostros mors claudit Ocellos." The last poem to be written. When and whenever death closes our eyes,